Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The political elite of Massachusetts turned out at the Statehouse today to honor former Republican Governor Paul Cellucci. He died on Saturday at age 65 of ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, which he'd been fighting for 2 years. And as WBUR's Fred Bever reports, Cellucci was universally acclaimed as a shrewd politician with a compassionate agenda.
When Paul Cellucci was governor from 1997 to 2001, Fred Kalis was mayor of New Bedford. He says Cellucci helped that city, and despite some ideological differences, the two men got along.
He had a common touch. He could deal with people. He understood people. He could talk to you. There was no pretense about him. He was a regular guy.
Kalis stood across from the Statehouse in a light drizzle as some three dozen state police officers escorted Cellucci's coffin up the Statehouse steps. Cellucci's wife, Jan, and his children followed. Cellucci's coffin was brought to the House chamber where numerous dignitaries waited. Among them, former Governors Dukakis, Weld, Romney, and former acting governor Jane Swift.
Paul proved that in the blood sport of Massachusetts politics, you can be a truly good and decent person and succeed at the highest levels.
Swift was one of many who praised the way Cellucci turned his political acumen to humane ends, moving the state forward on health care, education standards, homelessness, gay rights. Many emphasized his work in recent years to raise funds for ALS research. Swift, who became acting governor after Cellucci was made U.S. ambassador to Canada, gave special attention to his efforts to advance women leaders.
He gave me the opportunity of a lifetime to govern the Commonwealth he loved.
Governor Patrick told the gathering that soon after he was elected, Cellucci invited him to a golf outing in the Berkshires. Patrick says he wondered what the Republicans' agenda might be.
As far as I could ever tell, there was none. We talked about politics and governing, about families and careers and life after governing, and then some more about politics and governing. My favorite piece of Paul's good advice was about never losing control of your schedule, knowing how easy it is to do so. He underscored the point by telling me about the time when, as governor, he showed up to cut the ribbon on a new ATM.
The twinkle in Cellucci's eye was also often a theme in the memorial. After it, former Governor Cellucci lay in state in the Statehouse Hall of Flags. A funeral is planned tomorrow in his beloved hometown of Hudson. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever at the Statehouse.